Chris Moore, the head football coach for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here today. They get ready to head down to take on Woodbine in a battle of a couple of undefeated teams, both teams coming in at 4-0. And Chris, I was kind of joking with you, prior to the interview here today about the excitement level that I figured that you would have here today and stuff. These are the kind of games I think everybody kind of looks forward to.
Yeah, definitely. The kids have had a great week of practice and preparation for this game. And, we did make it in the top 10 this week in the AP poll. And I just talked to the kids about that. It puts a target on your back. But at the same time, too, that's credit to, what you guys are doing here at CRB and the program that we're building. And then people are noticing that.
And, Coach, that was something we talked about on Rewind a couple of weeks ago, the fact that you guys weren't in the top 10 yet. And my point to the people was kind of, they didn't start in there. And even though they've won all of their games and been impressive, it's almost like you have to wait for somebody in front of you to lose to be able to move up. So is it frustrating when you feel like you have a top 10 team that you just can't seem to crack it because the teams in front of you don't seem to be losing?
Not too frustrating. There's the teams that are above us are good goalie opponents. It doesn't matter what your ranking is, it's how you finish the season. So.
And you guys have been closing things out very, very well, Coach. What's the feeling coming into this game amongst the kids and amongst the coaching staff?
We're just extremely excited. The way things have been going this season for us, we're happy with the way we're progressing, and we're just getting better every day.
Where do you feel like you guys have improved?
Just this week, just a lot of mental stuff this week. Not so much a physical, but a lot of mental. Middle of the season, the grind of practice every day kind of wears on everyone, and so we just took a step back and just did a lot of mental work this week.
What are some of the things that, with the mental part of the game, that you guys kind of focused on this week? And what did you game plan a little bit for Woodbine?
Just the mental aspect is just, stepping back, looking at different fronts, and make sure we're, communicating up front on blocking assignments. And then defensively, just giving, just walking through the different look that Woodbine's going to throw at, recognizing where personnel are in the formation. And, this week, we're really keying on Lane Pryor for Woodbine. He's probably one of the best players in eight-man or even in the state in football. Just big kid, 6'4", 240 pounds. He's going to South Dakota to play football. And so we're going to have our hands full because he can catch the ball. And then they had him at running back this year, and he runs really physically and really hard.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about how you guys defend him. He's not the only guy. The Wake House kid, a pretty good wide receiver, the way it looks, and the Bantam kid, their quarterback, is mobile enough to get out of the pocket some. Not a great runner, but mobile enough. So how do you defend not letting Pryor hurt you, but not letting somebody else get you either?
He's got to know where everyone's at in the field, And then, too, when they do get the ball to Pryor or anyone else, we just got to be fundamentally sound, making good tackles out there. And then on the offensive side of the ball, we got to be fundamentally sound in our blocking and making sure hand placement, feet are in the right position to finish the block.
Let's talk about a little bit of pressure. Do you feel like you guys can win that battle up front? You've been so good, especially defensively, in the front, front five or front six this year.
Yeah. Again, we match up pretty well with their defensive line. They got some good size there too, and offensive line. So they'll have their hands full up there. But those guys up front have worked hard all week and all year. And I feel like we'd have a little edge. We saw some success on game film that Arweva had and Border Valley had on getting some pressure on the Bantam kids. So hopefully we can translate that same.
And, Coach, offensively, I know you guys want to get that ground game established. Where do you feel like you can attack this Woodbine team?
Hopefully, we like to get outside and run with Gabe's speed. We need a good job of getting that edge set. So got to be physically sound there at our tight ends. And a lot of pressure on this week to get the edge set for us, and we can get Gabe running.
Anything fancy for this game, or is it just going to be power football and keep your offense on the field and theirs off?
Yeah, you know, as long as we have the ball and they don't, our chances, I feel, are pretty good. So that's kind of the game plan we had last year, and take it again this year.
Road trip, you got to be on the bus. It's not a short drive, but it's not a four-hour drive over to Woodbine either. So how do you keep the guys focused? What's kind of the plan for the trip to get everybody ready to go?
You know, we always leave, give ourselves plenty of time, and then when we get over to any location that we're playing at, we do a little pregame walk around the field, just get out, stretch. We take foam rollers with us, and all the kids, before we get dressed, everyone rolls out. So that's what we do for every road trip, and so we'll just keep that same plan.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to this one this week for you guys. Should be a lot of fun. Wish you the best of luck. And I know the guys back here at the studio is going to be chomping at the bit to get a chance to talk to you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the coverage. And we're excited to play again this week and against a quality opponent. And hopefully we'll have some good things to talk about Friday night. Go CRB.
You bet. Head coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, a battle of 4-0 teams as the Crusaders head to Woodbine on Friday night.